speaking of fires, as we were in our last segment, that conversation will continue right now. As yesterday, the Department of Agriculture and Forestry has released an update on the Tiger Island fire over in Beauregard Parish. Joining us now to talk about this, Dr. Mike Strain. Dr. Strain, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing okay, but I can tell you, everyone out there is starting to get a little bit tired, but they are fighting desperately to stop all of these fires. You know, we're having between 20 fires a day. Our average fires, we're fighting an average of 20 new fires per day, and that's the department. With the other fire departments, we're fighting more than 100 fires a day. I'm going to repeat that, more than 100 a day. Yesterday, we had 14 fires start within 10 minutes, of which the majority were lightning strikes. And so what we're seeing is that when ahead of these fronts or ahead of the rain, you have the lightning strikes, but the lightning strikes are causing massive wildfires. We had one in St. Tammany Parish, 200 acres in just a few minutes, and then it rained. We were able to get ahead of that fire. We have all of our personnel fully engaged. We have strike teams from across the United States. We've called in teams. I've called in four ground teams. Each team comes with a complement of 50 personnel plus all of their equipment. We have federal assistance from the Forest Service. And we're getting military assistance from Louisiana National Guard and other military assets and other personnel from across the United States fighting these massive wildfires. The Maryville Fire, that's the Tiger Island, that is around 40,000 acres. And it's about 90%+ contained. We are wrestling that one to the ground. We're also fighting some very big fires in and around the Castache Forest and in Fort Polk, and as well as fires that we've seen. We had some in Calcasieu yesterday and it's all up into around Manny and different areas of the state. So the main message is everyone, please, do not light that match. Do not do everything you can to help us so that we can get these battles done. You know, we're looking at this front that's coming through and the tropical storm. It will bring rain to a majority of the state, but it will probably not bring rain to the Tiger Island area. It looks like it will stall before it gets there. What we've seen, the weather patterns, when the rainstorms come, we had some yesterday. But when they get to these hot areas where these fires are burning, it literally looks like it's pushing the clouds away, and they skirt around it. What we saw yesterday was winds up to 30-plus miles an hour ahead of these thunderstorms, massively fanning flames, reigniting flames. And so we're in it. We're in the fight. Our people are given 110%, everyone, and they should all be commended. And we're going to continue this fight. We all got to work on this together, and please, no one. Some of these fires have been started by people burning debris.
Right.
These burn bans, if you violate the burn bans, you will be ticketed or arrested, and you are responsible for whatever damage happens. If that fire leaves your property, you are responsible for that. So please, everyone, help us.
We've got Ag Commissioner Mike Strain for a couple more minutes, and I appreciate you hopping on board this morning. The Tiger Island fire, probably the one, like you said, 40,000 acres so far. How much of the damage is there any damage to structures and or towns? I know this thing was leaning in on Maryville very closely.
Yeah,
you said it's under control right now, but how much is there a damage count?
Well, if you look at that on the number of homes, I don't have the exact number of homes that were homes and camps that have been lost across the state. We probably have across the statewide 20 to 30 homes have been lost from all of the fires. We made a full concerted effort to save the town of Maryville. The fire got to within 3,200 yards of Maryville. Mm-hmm. They were able to stop it. And so all the volunteer fire departments, the local fire departments, the strike teams bringing in water drops and airdrops, from aircraft, is to save the town of Maryville. So we are fighting hard to save structures, to save towns, and put out the fire at the same time. But there have been homes lost. A lot of camps have been lost, and it's a terrible thing. But we're fighting hard as we can to save lives, to save property, and to stop these fires.
Got 2 minutes left with Ag Commissioner Mike Strain. Okay, you mentioned Castache Forest there. That one is, I don't want to say new, but newer in where it's popping up. Are we seeing similarities between what's going on there versus or along with Tiger Island?
Yes, and when you look at the Castache and the edge of Fort Polk, that's probably by this morning about 10,000 acres that are burning. The U.S. Forest Service and the military are fighting on their properties, and we are assisting, and they're assisting us, and we use an aircraft and everything to bear. We know and we believe the one that started on the Castache was started by someone burning debris. There are some private properties in and around the Castache. That's how it started. And then again, what happens when you get these storm bursts, it will blow debris. Also in these firefights, you know, it is not uncommon to have a debris that is still burning miles away. So it picks it up in the updraft, and we're seeing walls of flame literally 300 feet in the air. It's getting so hot that the pine sap is vaporizing into turpentine, and that ignites. And so they're very hot, they're very intense. And these fires, you know, they jump roads, they jump highways, and they blow embers into the skies. So this is very intense. And so these fires are burning extraordinarily hot. We have to really modify the way we've always fought fires to fight these massive wildfires.
We've got 30 seconds left. I wanted to dig further in, but the wind itself, does it make them less predictable or more predictable in how to get around
them? Makes them very much less predictable. Yeah. A lot of these fires, we're fighting the front of the fire, and the wind will shift 180 degrees, and now where the fire is may be miles away going the other direction.
Yep.
And so they're unpredictable, and they're changing course as we're fighting the fires. That's why we have our spotter aircraft in the air, watching the fires, directing our crews on the ground to keep them protected and help them fight the fires.
He is Ag Commissioner Mike Strain. The burn ban remains in effect. Please adhere to it. Commissioner Strain, thank you so much for a couple minutes.
Thank you.